Listen, Adna, I don't want to talk about it no more, okay? Look, I sent the letter to Stoddard. He's probably got it by now. He'll buy it or he won't. And if he buys it, we go to California and, I'll see if I can luck it out with Uncle Irvin. Look, Stoddard can spare the cash. Don't worry about it. It's just, whether he's forgiven me for marrying you. He wanted you. And he always thought he had you. Yeah, but he didn't make his move, and I did, so... Well, look, if I don't get the money from him, I'll get it somewhere else. Let's go to bed. Now, this next one is between a father and a son, maybe in his early 20s or thereabouts. Teddy, come here. Yeah, Dad? Sit down. Okay, Dad. What were you and your mother talking about? She said not to go back to school. What? Well, she said I should, get a job. She said, well, things are rough now, and after that flare-up you had, and she thinks you're pressing too hard, and she's worried about you. Now, Teddy, I can hack the school situation. I told you that. I know, Dad. It's just that, it isn't the money, Dad. It's that Mom wants me here to help you. I don't need you, Ted. I can manage fine. Yeah, but we need you. I'm not going back to school. And the next one is our little French. It was embarrassing. They thought you were my wife. I should have told them that you weren't, but the moment got away. Now, tomorrow, when my wife calls about the appointment, they will mention seeing her. What will she say? What can she say? It is so innocent, you and I. But to my wife, nothing is innocent. I don't like to be embarrassed. Get my wife on the phone. I will tell her. And I'd like to put down just a touch of Cockney.